Welcome to the Hope United podcast, where we're creating a culture of worship, family, and discipleship. We hope this message challenges, inspires, and gives you hope today.
Come on, let's give God the praise today for all he's done in 2021. Can you stand up on your feet and just say, thank you, God? Amen. Amen. Come on, let's praise him tonight because he exceeded our expectation even in the middle of challenges, even in the middle of the devil trying to cut loose. God never fails. Come on, turn around, give about five people a high five and said, God did it. God did it. And I'll say thank you to everybody else that was a part of it, because it takes somebody for God to partner with. And so the good people, the good community of Hope, just partnering to bless and do missions work and do incredible things this year. So proud of what God has done through us today. Before we get into the message tonight, I just want to pray. Father, thank you, Lord, that you would just touch our hearts. You know exactly where we are in our journey, individually, as families, as a church family. God, I thank you, Lord, that you're guiding us, you're directing us, and you want to speak a word into our life tonight that's going to give us vision for 2022. That we don't have to enter into the new year wondering, confused, getting frustrated before the first month is out, but God, we can come in with intentionality to win, because you designed us to win. You designed us like that. So give us a word that propels us into that type of attitude and mind frame. In Jesus' name, everybody said, amen. Turn to somebody and say, you look good. So God gives us all purpose. God gives us all dreams. But I have a question for you tonight. What if instead of delaying, you started walking in your dream right now? What if like 2022 was a season where you just begin to live out those things that you put on the shelf? Those things that you've been thinking about, those things you've been praying about, those things you've been wondering, how do I achieve these things? What if God were to be able to give you the extra push that you needed to accomplish your dreams? How many would like to see something like that happen in 2022? So as Pastor Corinne and I were praying and saying, what is God saying about this year? Because we don't want to start the new year without having God's word for the new year. So we said, let's pray about it. And Pastor Corinne says to me, she says, we need to start thinking about this. It's getting close. We need to start praying about it. And so this is a couple months back. And said, I said, okay. And as soon as we said, hey, we need to start praying about it, it's like this. God dropped this word into our spirit. And the word is, it's time. It's time. Look at somebody and say, it's time. It's time for whatever dream that you have placed on the shelf. It's time for whatever you've been praying for. It's time for whatever it is you've been trying to do but unable to do, but God has given you. He's saying, this is your time. It's time. Just say it one time, real confident. It's time. All right, I like that. Somebody's saying it like they mean it tonight. It's time. So we begin to think about that and thinking about the fact that everything has its proper time. Everything has its perfect season. And sometimes you can have everything in order. You can have prayed over it. You can have the right people in your life. You can do everything in the natural that you know how to do, but it's just not time. So it doesn't happen. There's a perfect time for everything. Actually, Ecclesiastes 3:1 says, for everything there is a season and a time for every activity under the sun. And I say it again, for everything there's a season. And for a time for every activity under the sun. So that means that God has an appointed time for everything that he's placed on your heart. It's not arbitrary. It's not you or I deciding. He gives the dream and he gives the timing.
That's right. Amen.
The same God that gave a dream to you will give the time and the season and the moment to step into that. And God is saying, it's time. We ask, what is God saying about this year? God is saying, it's time. And that's so excited because you start looking at life different. You start looking at your purpose different when you think about that God is saying, it's time. Psalm 75, 1 and 2 says, we praise you, God. We praise you for your name is near. People tell of your wonderful deeds. I love that. You've heard other people talk about God doing wonderful things in their lives. God's about to do it in your life. He says, people tell of your wonderful deeds. Verse 2, you say, I choose the appointed time. It is I who judge with equity. God chooses the time. Look at somebody and say, he chooses the time. And that's exciting to think that if he chooses the time and he's saying over this year, it's time. It's time. God's saying for you, it's time. God's saying to your family, it's time. God's saying to your ministry, it's time. God's saying to that dream that's inside of you, it's time. You've been wondering when? God is saying now. God is saying it's time. Because God does everything intentional. That's why we have to enter the year intentional. Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the plans I have for you. God didn't bring you into the world without having a plan. He had a plan. He had a design. I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Come on with me. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. God set you up on this earth with intentionality. And God is saying it's time to get that intentionality back coming into this year. You've been going with the flow. You've been listening to the news. You've been doing the same thing that your unsaved neighbors are doing. But God's saying, I know the plans I have for you. Plans to prosper you, not harm you, give you hope, give you future. And so we enter into this season with an expectation. There's something about now faith. Somebody just say that, now faith.
Now faith.
Look at somebody and say, now faith. Right? Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is confidence. I love that. See, the problem is too many Christians don't have confidence because they don't have now faith. They got futuristic faith. They got past faith, but they don't have now faith. God is saying, if you want this, if you want this word, if you want this blessing, if you want this declared over your year, you got to have now faith because it's going to give you confidence in what you hope for and assurance about what you do not see. Man, there's some things, some dreams inside of you. You hadn't seen it except for by the Spirit. And God is saying it's time. It's time. You got to have faith and you got to have this confidence that God is going to do it. Now faith. Now faith brings results. Man, when you put things off in the future, that doesn't bring results. You keep putting things, oh, well, it's so big, I'm going to wait till next year. No, now faith. Come on, say it real loud. Now faith. This is what we need. Now faith. And it makes hopes reality. God wants to do some things now. Yeah, that he's done some stuff in the past. And he's definitely going to do some stuff in the future. But a lot of times what we get confused about God is, God is not in the past. God is not even in the future. God is eternally in the now. That's what's so powerful when you and I get a hold of now faith. Now, what do you want to do, God, right now? Now, in 22, what do you want to do? I want to have now faith because I know that you're saying it's time. It's time. It's time. God doesn't live in the past. And so there's power when you realize the time is now. It changes the way you look at your life. It changes the way you look at the new year. It changes the way you pray. It changes the way you talk when you realize it's a now thing. It's time. You don't have to wait. You don't need to wait. God has not called you to wait. God is taking the delay out. God is serious about your purpose. God is serious about your destiny. And so he wants to take the delay out. The now anointing is the anointing to get things done, to get results, to accomplish purpose. It's a now anointing. There's some things that have been strung out in your life. There's some things you've been praying about, believing for, but you haven't seen the reality of. God is saying it's time. God is saying it's time. But this is what you have to be aware of and careful about, is the devil loves delay. This is where he lives. This is what he loves to do. He loves to cause delay on your purpose. You got a dream? It's his dream to delay that dream. I think the devil created traffic. He loves to delay people. And here's the strategy. If the devil can delay you one day, every day, you'll never get to your destiny. If he can't stop you, he'll just delay you. If I can't accomplish what I'm supposed to do today, if it gets delayed and bumped to the next day, and then the next day it gets bumped off another day, and it gets bumped and it gets bumped, guess what? I don't accomplish my purpose because of delay. So God is saying we got to get the delay out. It's his key. If we want to understand it's time, if we want to walk in our time, we have to get delay out. It's a spiritual thing. It's a spiritual thing. The devil wants to delay you. The devil wants you to miss your flight. The devil wants you to miss your appointment. The devil wants you to miss your moment. The devil wants you to miss your purpose. Whatever it is, the devil wants to delay you to make you miss it. And there's external factors that aren't even spiritual that might delay you. But we have to be honest with ourselves. Sometimes the delay is us. It's not always the devil. Sometimes it's us. We're afraid, or we're anxious, or we have doubts, or we say, man, this thing is just so big. I'm going to put it off till later. It's a headache. It's a blessing, but it's a headache, right? Ever been there? And so it's us that is causing the delay. So whether the delay is spiritual from the devil, if it's external, it's just some natural stuff, or it's internal, it's you. Right. It's time to get the delay out. If it's you, God wants to partner with you and help you get the delay out. If it's spiritual, God's saying, I want to rip the delay out of your life and cause it to be time. It's time. It's time. It's time. It's time. We have to address every type of delay, whether it's spiritual, whether it's personal, internal, whether it's external. We have to address every delay because God wants to do big things. Somebody say big things. Big things. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, neither has entered into the heart of man what I have prepared for those that love me. Big things, 2022, big things. It's time. It's time. It's not 2023. God is saying it's 2022. It's time. It's your time. Just confess it right now. It's my time. It's my time. See, I have to get this in my spirit. I have to believe it. I have to speak it out. I have to put it in the soil around me. I got to put it in the air around me that I'm breathing in. It's time. It's time. When I get into conversation with those around me, I just want them to know that it's time. It's my time. And if you'll receive it, it's your time too. Because God is saying over us, it's time. It's an open heaven. It's time. Jeremiah 1:5. Listen, God always does things with intentionality. There's nobody in this room that does not have purpose that God gave you. He always gives purpose. There's nobody that's just an open vessel. You're just an empty vessel with no purpose. You're just kind of walking around just doing life. No, Jeremiah 1:5 says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I had an assignment for you. I had an objective. I had some type of purpose. I put a dream inside of you. God puts the dream there. The devil tries to put delay there. But it's there. It's an assignment. It's a purpose. For I know the plans I have for you, Jeremiah 29:11. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. How many know God wants to bless you? God wants to bless you. God wants to cause you success. God has plans to give you hope, give you a future. And here's the thing, though. You don't have to go on a big quest looking to be blessed. Man, I've known people like this. They're on a quest to try to find out how to be blessed. They go from this conference to that conference, this church service to that church service. Let me tell you something. I got to know that I'm supposed to be in a church service because I'm in so much church, Pastor Pete. I could be in church all the time. I got a wife. I got a family. I got to move myself around. I got to be where the Lord wants me to be. Right? How many know sometimes the Lord wants you to be with your wife or your kids?
Hallelujah.
Amen. Some people, they're on a quest to get blessed. Just anything. They just want the next this, the next that. Somebody pray over me. Somebody put some grease on me. Say, you don't have to do that. Get in your purpose and the blessing will find you. Pursue your purpose and the blessing will find you. Take the delay out of your purpose and the blessing will chase you down. I don't need to get slain in the spirit one more time. I need to fulfill my purpose. The blessing is in the fulfillment of purpose. The blessing is in the fulfillment of purpose. The blessing is in the fulfillment of purpose. More purpose, more blessing. Less purpose, less blessing. Tiny bit of purpose, tiny bit of blessing. If you want the maximum blessing, go for the maximum purpose. God, I want to be completely surrendered to you. God, I want to be completely obedient to you. God, I want to just wreck this year by doing it all out, by having the faith that it's time. I'm not going in casual. I'm going in with intentionality and faith that moves mountains. The blessing of God is found in the fulfillment of purpose. Now, here's what's happening tonight, all right? We can find it in Matthew 9:29. This is what God is doing. Listen. Then he touched their eyes, and he said, according to your faith, let it be done to you. Jesus said, he touched their eyes, and he said, according to your faith, let it be done to you. I hope you get a hold of this today. This is the part. He touches their eyes. God is touching your eyes. He's giving you vision. He's giving you a revelation. He's giving you a declaration of your year. He's touching your eyes. And then he's saying to you, according to your faith. Say it with me. According to your faith. Say it one more time. According to your faith. You can't just hear this word and then expect some miracle to drop into your lap. You have to have faith. There is a part that you play in the equation. God's part is he touches your eyes. He gives you a word, right? He gives you some type of vision that's happening right now. But then he says to you, according to your faith. You have to attach faith with the word if you want to see something happen in your life. You cannot hear the word, do nothing, and expect something. It doesn't work like that. You can't hear the word, do nothing, and expect something. You got to do something. You have to be a doer of the word. Listen to this. Hebrews 11:6, without faith, it's impossible to please God. You have to attach faith with the word. You have to attach faith with your purpose. You have to attach faith with your dream. You have to attach faith and agree with what God is saying. It's going to take faith. It's impossible to do it. It's impossible to get results. It's impossible to live out your dream without attaching faith. It's a spiritual thing, the dream that God has given you. It's a spiritual thing, the purpose that God has given you. You cannot activate it with the natural. It's not, some people think it's just willpower alone. No, faith. Willpower, good. Faith, better. Attach faith. Without faith, it's impossible. So we begin to see here James 1, 22 through 24. But be doers of the word. Somebody say doers of the word. I need you to get this tonight. Be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourself. Man, we totally throw ourselves off. We totally miss it. We're deceiving ourselves when we think that we can hear the word and not do anything and it's still going to happen. No, let me tell you clearly tonight. If I tell you the Lord said it's time and you go out of here and you do nothing, you're going to get nothing. But be doers. Oh my goodness. Say it one more time. Be doers of the word. So you have to attach some actions, some faith actions. There's going to be some action steps that God requires of you and me if it's going to be time. It's time. So be doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving yourself. For if anyone hears of the word and is not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in the mirror, for he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he is. Let me tell you something. I don't want you to be that person that walks out of this amazing experience, amazing environment, amazing word, and before you get in the parking lot, you're starting to forget the reflection of what God said about you. One of the biggest attacks and tricks of the enemy is called the parking lot amnesia. You come and you see the reflection of what God says about you in the mirror, a spiritual mirror. And by the time you get in your car in the parking lot, you've forgotten parts of it. You've already started, the enemy has already started you to forget. Why? Because you haven't taken action. Before you leave this building, you need to put some action steps down in your reminders. Hey, I'm going to do this. Hey, I'm going to do that. I'm writing it down in my journal. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I find a piece of paper because I'm going to be a doer of the word. It's time for us to be doers of the word. It's time. I want it to be time, so I attach faith to this word. I rehearse the word. I'm not going to forget it if I'm rehearsing it. Hey, every time we come and we're talking to each other, I'm saying, Pastor Pete, it's time. It's time for you. It's time for me. It's time for hope. It's time for us to do some things. And I'm rehearsing the word. I'm a doer of the word. And I'm adding faith. There's powerful chemistry in the connection when the word meets your faith. Your faith has made you whole. According to your faith, there is a part that our faith plays in making it time. God said it's time, but I come into agreement with it's time. It's your time. But to the extent of you applying faith will be the extent that it becomes a reality in your life. No faith, no fulfillment. Big faith, big fulfillment. 2022 is going to be exactly according to your faith. You say, baby, it's my time. And it's going to be your time. But you got to have faith for it. My prayer today is that this word not just be motivation, but it be a revelation. You see, I don't just want to be a motivational speaker to you tonight. I don't mind being a motivational speaker, but I want to be more than just a motivational speaker. I don't want you just to be motivated. I want you to hear the revelation. I want it to be beyond motivation, be revelation. But not just revelation. I want there to be application in your life. Because that's the point.
at where the word becomes flesh. That's the point at where we become doers of the word, when the revelation meets application. So my prayer tonight is that this not just be motivation, but it be revelation. And it not just be revelation, but it be application in your life. Will you stand up on your feet with me tonight? Because I want us to declare some things over our life. Because I don't know about you, but I want to move with intentionality into 2022. Anybody want to be intentional about what God wants you to do in 2022? I want to be intentional about being blessed. I want to be intentional about being obedient. I want to be intentional about seeing a harvest. I want to be intentional about being in my time. I want to make a faith declaration. Will you make a faith declaration with me today? God, I receive what you are speaking over me. I stand in faith and say, delay is gone. Lack is gone. Fear is gone. Those things that have stopped my purpose are removed now. I receive the promises, the prophecies, and the power of God. This is my time. Right now, this is my time. It's time. It's time. It's time. It's time. Come on, somebody shout it out today. Like you believe this is your season. Like you believe this is your time. Yeah.
There's something really critical that we have to embrace right now as we walk into this new year. Because I know that you were talking about delay. And a lot of times the delay is the lack of our obedience. So I want us to really grab that. That is my main charge to you today, that we walk in obedience. I'm saying when the Spirit says it, we are running. When the Spirit says, stop and talk to this person about me. When the Spirit says, I need you to go pray for that person. I need you to go sow into this person's life. I need you to start this business to help people. Whatever it is, the Spirit will be speaking to us, and it's so critical for us to obey. A lot of times our delay is in our disobedience. God, we choose to obey today. We choose to allow your Spirit to work in us. The other thing is activate. Activate. We can't continue making excuses. We can't continue to find reasons why we have to reason away what the Spirit of God is wanting to do. Why in the natural? Why it doesn't make any sense. Some things don't make sense in the natural. But when we move by the Spirit, when we move by the cloud, when we choose to say, Holy Spirit, I'm allowing you to lead me through this life and guide me, then we begin to see things line up and change for us. And His boldness fills us. And the third thing is we have to walk by faith. The world that we live in today, we cannot live it looking with our eyes. The world that we live in today, we've got to walk in now faith, just as He was speaking about today. Because that is what empowers us to move and shake mountains. Faith that moves mountains. God, today we accept your charge. We accept your word over this house, God, that it is time. And we say we accept the call to be your people, to be your hands and feet, to allow your Spirit to move in us like never before, to activate your call, your purpose in our lives, God. We thank you, Lord, that you have ordained this night. You have ordained this coming year, God, and we give you full reign in Jesus' name. Amen.
I'm excited about what God is doing, and the seeds that we're about to plant tonight are seeds of intentionality that activate what God is saying over our year. So when we plant a seed, I'm saying, God, I'm planting this seed with faith that is going to activate this word over my life. And this is going to be a year that it's time. This is going to be a year of now faith. Now faith.
Thanks again for listening. If you like this message, make sure to like and share. For more information or to connect with us, go to hopeunited.church. And remember, share hope with someone today.